Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. Addlestone Library and Rivers Green. The land occupied by the College of Charleston's Addlestone Library and Rivers Green has had a complex social, gay, religious, and African American history. The Marlene and Nathan Addlestone Library at the corner of Calhoun and Cummings Streets is the College of Charleston's fourth library and third freestanding library building. When Randolph Hall was first built in 1828 through 1829, one of its rooms was used as a library. The first separate structure dedicated specifically for books was built on the cistern in 1856 and was used for that purpose for over a century. In 1972, the Robert Scott Small Library was opened and served as the college's third library until Addlestone Library was dedicated on April 4, 2005. The structure, roughly the size of three football fields, hosts over 800,000 visits a year and makes accessible over 2 million electronic resources annually. The building also houses the Center for Student Learning, the future John Rivers Communications Museum, and a significant holding of rare books and manuscripts and special collections, including the Jewish Heritage Collection, the Lowcountry LGBTQ Archives, and, through a partnership with the South Carolina Historical Society, the archives of that organization. Nathan Addlestone, the son of Jewish immigrants who became a successful international businessman, was a major donor to the building. "Since I was never able to get a college education," he once said, "I have made some contributions to institutions of higher education so others may have that opportunity." His wife, Marlene Addlestone Burston, is a 1964 alumna of the college and served on the library's steering committee. The large open area located behind the library, Rivers Green with its patio, lawns, and fountain, honors the long association between the college and various members of the Rivers family. On August 21, 2017, Rivers Green hosted a campus viewing event for a total solar eclipse, and NASA TV was broadcast live from the space. Tucked in a small garden between the terrace and a fence along Cummings Street is a memorial to librarian Cynthia Graham Hurd, who was one of the victims of the tragic Mother Emanuel shooting on June 17, 2015. Graham was a beloved librarian at Addlestone and at the Charleston County Library. At the opposite end of Rivers Green are two pillars of African stone which memorialize the site of several African-American burial grounds dating from the 1790s. They include the Brown Fellowship Society, a mutual aid membership organization for free men of color of a comparatively high economic status, the Machpela Society, taking its name from the biblical tomb of the patriarchs in the Old Testament, Plymouth Church, a nearby African-American congregational church, and the Free Dark Men Society, another antebellum organization of free people of color. Over the years, the monuments disappeared and the land was sold to the Catholic Diocese of Charleston. When the land passed to the college and construction of the library began, 8 tombstones and 4 sets of human remains were discovered and reburied elsewhere in 2001. The monument was dedicated in 2008. The Catholic Diocese had begun acquiring property here in 1878, first to house St. Patrick's Male Orphanage. The Academy of Our Lady of Mercy moved onto the site in 1901. A retreat for Catholic laywomen came next, and in 1916, Bishop England High School opened its doors. The coeducational parochial high school, named for the first Catholic bishop of South Carolina and Georgia, moved to a new location. Former Congressman Thomas Hartnett, whose papers are now housed in Addlestone Library, attended both Bishop England High School and the College of Charleston, as did Demetria Noisette Clemens, vice chair of the college's Board of Trustees. Another graduate was Leonard Matlovich, a Vietnam veteran and the first gay member of the U.S. Armed Forces to openly declare his sexuality to fight the military's ban on homosexuals. He became a champion for enlightenment against outdated ideas, an aim shared today by the college's Addlestone Library.